בעזרת השם, פורים תורה ל"ו בניקוטי מוהר"ן, פרק ו. So Rabbi Nathan brings what Rabbeinu wrote, Tzafnat Pa'aneach, Dim Galyan. Seventy faces to the Torah. Another secret. Kemo shekatuv, like that it's written, Vesod acher al tegal. There are secrets that you're allowed to tell, and there are secrets that you're not allowed to tell. כמובא בזוהר, like that it's written in the Zohar, כשמפסיק הנקודה מהדלת של אחד, כשמפסיק הנקודה מהדלת של אחד, והנקודה היא אות ברית, אזי נעשה אחר. So then becomes to be אחר. So if you write the word אחד, so in the end you have the letter דלת. If you write the word אחר, in the end you have the letter רש. That רש is lack of one dot, one point that is changing it from רש to דלת. So if you remove that from אחד, it becomes to be אחר. Foreign. היינו כשמכניס בריתו בזונה, when a man, חס ושלום, is contaminating himself with a prostitute, means even in his thoughts, even that he is not qualifying himself, purifying himself, just he is using, even if it's like people think that it calls kashrut, impurity, with his wife, but he's using his wife, and he's not watching over the Kedusha, the real Kedusha. So then, from Echad becomes to be Acher. He loses Hashem. Even if a man is with his wife in purity, purity means that she is going to the mikveh, but he himself is looking for satisfying himself with his wife, he's making his wife to become a prostitute. And immediately he loses Hashem. Immediately he loses Hashem. In that moment he lost Hashem. He cannot go back. He lost Hashem. Rav Shalom was talking a lot of very strong conversations on that. That we also need to talk. That we also need to wake ourselves to understand the importance of the real Kedusha, that all of the lackings that a person has in his life are coming because of lacking of Kedusha, and he cannot realize that. But if you're going to really work on yourself to see what's the source of all of your fears, of all of your angers, of all of your bad midot attributes, you're going to see that it's all coming from ni'uf, from lust for women, from pigmei abrit. And after a man is defecting in that, after a man, chas v'shalom, is going after his ta'ava, on the spot, he's losing Hashem. And he cannot pray. He's not able to pray. Like we're saying, in V'ata Kadosh, in Birkat in the third bracha in 18, Ata Kadosh, you're holy, Veshimcha Kadosh, and your name is holy, Ukdoshim Bechol Yom Yalelu Chasela, and holy people gonna praise you every day, eternally, all of the time. Who's got the power to praise Hashem Yitbarach all of the time? Holy people. Only holy people can praise Hashem. If you're not holy, you cannot praise Hashem. This is why Hashem, Sfatai Tiftach, it's written in Adni, the word Hashem is written in Adni, Aleph, It's the first letters of the word Eshet, your wife, the wife. Because it's Or that you have the last for the woman, for the wife, Or that you can pray, Or that it's Hashem Sfatai Tiftach. And you cannot hold both. You cannot hold both. Or that you're gluing yourself to Hashem Yisbarach, or that you... it calls foreign. Instead of one, it becomes to be Acher. You don't have no connection to the Kedusha. And it's something very, very, very violent. It's something very, very mean. The Yetzer around that is very, very strong. And plenty, plenty, plenty of people lost everything because of that. Because of lack of purity. When you lack of purity, your brain is not complete. And when your brain is not complete, you cannot understand the limud. This is why there are people that called Talmidei Chachamim, sitting and learning Torah day and night, and they don't see halachot, complete halachot, in the Shulchan Aruch. And they don't recognize those halachot, and they don't see them, and they don't follow them, and they not keep them. They don't have the power to do that because their brain is defected. And the Yetzirah is pushing them to imaginations like they're righteous, like they're completing, like they're doing what they should. But actually, they're giving all of their bounty to the Sitra Achra, to the Yetzirah. And a man can serve the Yetzirah for years, to give tons of bounty to the Yetzirah. Rabbeinu is writing that old people that are not increasing the Kedusha daily, they are the main Metzach HaNachash, forehead of the snake. That they're giving the Shefa of all of the Torah that they're learning, that is the respect that they're receiving, they're handing it straight to the Yetzirah. And we're talking about the ones that are damaging Am Yisrael. It's the ones that are old and learning Torah and sitting in Batei Midrashot, and they're passing all of the Shefa to the Sitra Achra. Because they're not increasing the Kedusha daily, they're not working on breaking themselves to parts in their tshuva process, and they're not making strong investigations to know where I'm holding in Avodat Hashem. Where am I holding in Avodat Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam? Why can I not pray? Why can I not learn, Ribono Shel Olam? Why I'm angry? Kol HaKoes, everyone that is angry, call me Negehenom Sholtimbo. All kinds of hell control him. He lose all of his bounty. Why do I have caste? Why do I have fears? Why do I have anxieties? Where all of those sins are coming from? We know that one sin drags another sin. There is a first one. There is one that brings all of the rest. Needs to make a root canal, Tipul Shoresh. To go deep to the source, to the root, to the reason. Why am I stuck where that I'm stuck? Why don't have parnasah? Why don't have happiness? Why don't have joy? Why don't have pleasure in Limud Torah? Why I cannot see Hashem? Why I'm blaming people? Why I don't have faith? Why Hashem is hiding His face from me? Why I cannot see you, Hashem? Why Hashem you're hiding? What am I doing? Those investigations a person have to do. Have to do them. Everyone is obligated. Everyone. To keep mitzvot and to do good things, it's wonderful. No one is saying that you will not going to be rewarded on the good things that you're doing. You will. But also, meanwhile, you're giving all of your bounty to the Sitra Achra, to the Yetzirah. I told you that when Baba Elazar been murdered, I went to the funeral. I was walking after the bed, I was running after the bed, I was crying, I was praying, I was doing everything. When I came to Har HaZetim, and the burial started mamash, to put the body in the ground, I looked at my hand with other thousands of people that were there, and I saw that I had a scratch, blood on my hand. And I said, Ribono Shel Olam, now I cannot stay. Yadenu lo shapchu et adam hazeh. Our hands haven't poured that blood. Adrabah, I can say, Yedechem damim aleu, your hands are full with blood. I made tshuva that I murdered Baba Elazar. I have a hand in it. Here I have blood on my hands. I'm not going to hide it. It's blood. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed me that I had blood on my hands. Everyone have to judge himself. The fact you become to be religious, the fact that now you're dressed well, that you have nice beard, that you wash yourself in the mikveh every day, that you make netilat yadayim, doesn't make you righteous. Maybe you're hiding well. Maybe you have a new costume, mamash, that no one can recognize you with the beard, with the kippah, and if you're dressed with a nice suit or tuxedo, mamash, no one can see the criminal, the devil that lives inside. The cruelty that the person have, the murder that lives inside, that doesn't have no compassion, no mercy, not on wife, not on children, not on neighbors, not on people, not on students, not on avrichim, not on no one. Just want to run on everyone, to kill everyone, to ruin everyone. Everyone that's going to judge himself going to see that he's got a crazy, frightening yetzer hara inside, a horrible demon live inside. I need to confess on that. I need to push him to court. Moshcheu lebet ha-midrash. To bring him to the Beit Midrash. To put things on the table. To admit. To confess. To say, I have lusts. I have desires. I'm violent. I'm horrible. I'm a liar. I'm a thief. I need gazlan. To admit. To do tshuva in front of Hashem. You don't need to open in front of everyone. Only someone that was machti arabim, that was pushing people to sin, he needs to do tshuva in public, like me. But not everyone got that. Not everyone done so many horrible things that they need to do tshuva in public. You have the merit that you can go to the field and to do tshuva. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is forgiving. When you go to the field and you do tshuva and you confess in front of Hashem Yitbarach, He is removing all of your avonot. Moche peshaecha. He is erasing your sins. This is it. They disappear. So everyone has to do that. Because how a person is going to come to judgment day? And the world to come, it's a world that comes. It's like the boat. People are standing on the boat and chit-chatting and talking and forget that the boat is always going somewhere. It's shipping toward to the sunset. One day the sun's going to set. And then you're going to be judged. And then it's judgment day. This is it. Today someone told me on the phone that Rav Kanievsky, people came to him and told him, Mashiach is going to come soon. Mashiach is going to come soon. He said, don't say that. Mashiach is already here. I told her I'd rather to close the phone, rather not to hear that Mashiach is here. I'd rather not to know that Mashiach is here. I'd rather to run. I'd rather to run and save another few people to do tshuva before Mashiach is here. I'm afraid to say Mashiach is here. I don't want to say Mashiach is here. I'd rather to say that Mashiach one day is going to come. One day. We cannot deal with closing doors. This is it. Time of a trial. This is it. When Mashiach is here, you not accept more Baalei Tshuva. You not accept more Gerim. This is it. No more Tshuva. Finished. Mashiach is here. Finished. No more Tshuva. Who are you? Judgment Day. Who are you? What do you have under your behind your back? What do you have in your hands? What are you doing at night? What are you doing? Who are you talking in the phone? This is it. Judgment Day. Mashiach is here. Finished. Stop. This is it. Under arrest. Hands in the air, this is it. Empty your pockets. What do you have? What do you have in mind? Sof davar in the end. Hakol nishma. They're going to hear everything. They're going to hear everything. Everything going to be heard. Huge screams also. You're not hide anymore. No hiding in Judgment Day. A man should have Judgment Day every day to have Yom Kippur. Every day in the field to have Yom Kippur. Your Yom Kippur that you have in the day, it's the 1 hour in Bodedut that you have in that day. That you're judging yourself, that you're cutting yourself to pieces, that you break your bones, that you break your own bones in tshuva, that you're crying in front of Hashem Yitbarach, and you just confess, and you're not walking around in the fields looking for butterflies. You just break your bones to pieces in the field. You break yourself to parts in the field. And you're sighing and you're crying and you're begging, Ribono Shel Olam, give me the words to confess. Give me the heart to confess. Open my mouth that I'm going to have the merit to confess. כל המומתים מתוודים. Everyone that is before death, he needs to confess. How are you going to know when is the last day to confess? This is why you have to confess daily. This is why we have to confess daily. You don't have no guarantee on a minute. No one's got a guarantee on a minute. This is why we have to confess. And that confession have to be real. Have to be real. That a man gonna want to do tshuva, gonna want to be innocent, gonna want to open everything, gonna want to do tshuva. If you don't want to do tshuva, you cannot do tshuva. If you want to do tshuva, they're gonna help you. Habali ta'er mesayin lo. The ones that want to be purified, they're helping him. They're gonna help you. They're gonna give you a hand. You're gonna have a siyata dishmaya to confess, to do tshuva on all of your desires, on all of your bad will, on all of your foreign thoughts that you have inside. This is our obligation for ourselves. Hashem doesn't need us. He's doing everything for us. He's given to us options and ways and solutions, easy solutions to do tshuva. The Moharosh said that in the Tzion of Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes, this is the place that he was bringing the most of salvations that he was achieving in from another every other place in Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes. Few days ago, I was in Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes. Listen to a story. Again, I'm telling you, if you're not making cut, paste, and gluing all of those classes into your own life and understanding that it's all connected to yourselves and you can do the same, so you're not here. So you're flying somewhere. I heard from Rabbi Aaron Stern, the son of Rabbi David Chaim Stern, that when his wife was in hospital to give birth to their last boy that's going to live a long life, Rabbi Yaakov, his wife had a very hard labor process of giving birth, and he didn't know what to do, and the doctors was mamash in stress and they didn't know what to do. He went out from the hospital, he looked to the sky and he said, I'm now donating a certain amount of money, dedicating a certain amount of money, and that money gonna go to the benefit of the souls that gonna go now to cry to Rabbi Nachman Breslev Ben Feige and to tell him, Rabbi Nachman, you promised that everyone that's going to come to your tziyun, it's going to be a tova, a good thing for women in labor, the makshalei led. So now, you, those souls, going to be my messengers to go to the tziyun of Rabbi Nachman Breslev and to cry to him, and it's going to be like that I'm there and I'm donating that amount of money to your own good of you, the souls that are going to do that shlichut, going to be my messengers. He went back straight immediately to the hospital. His wife already gave birth to that wonderful, healthy boy, Yaakov. Rabbi Aaron told me that story and told me, Rabbi Nachman Breslev was in the birth of my wife. I told him, you're right. I don't argue. You're right. I was in Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes. I was crying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and praying on a certain thing that I'm praying on a lot, Baruch Hashem, an important thing. And I was holding a coin of 5 shekels in my hand. And I was playing with it. Just, how you say, rolling it in my hand. And I'm praying. And I'm saying, I'm dedicating those 5 shekels, tzedakah, to the benefit of those souls. We don't see nothing. You look, you see walls, you see people. Thousands on thousands of souls are flying here now. You cannot see that. I understand you cannot see, I cannot see either. But the Torah is saying that this is what it goes on here now. And you cannot see, but it's real. Souls are flying everywhere, in and out, and going, and listening, and sees. Souls that need tikkun, that haven't completed their tikkun yet. And I'm saying those 5 shekels are dedicated to those souls that are going to go and tell to HaKadosh Baruch Hu my tefillah. And I said that ani, ha'ani, that me, the poor, is asking for kach ve kach, and I asked that tefillah. And I said in the end,
by the merit of Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovitz. I mentioned Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovitz's name, and I put the coin inside of that charity box. In the moment that coin made a sound, touching the rest of the money that was over there in the kupa, on my shoulder, put the hand, Shimon. Who is Shimon? Shimon is the son-in-law of Rav Shalom. One moment before, he wasn't there. I didn't see him. I didn't know that he's supposed to come. Shimon, the literal explanation of the word Shimon, means been heard. Shimon put his hand, the son-in-law of Rav Shalom, came, put his hand on my shoulder. I look at him, I see Shimon. I realize fast, I'm thinking fast, Baruch Hashem, Shimon, been heard. And he's telling me, you know the story on Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovitz? This is what he's telling me. You know the story on Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovitz? On the spot. He didn't have time. Time does not exist. We're stuck in time. In the moment that coin touched the charity box, he came back. They came back already. The prayer been accepted, been heard. Shimon, been heard. He told me, you know the story on Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovitz? That he was with the Rebbe, the Admor. Admor. I don't remember which Admor. Hopefully gonna remember. Me'orloi. The Admor Me'orloi. That he was with the Rebbe Me'orloi. And the Rebbe Me'orloi was praising Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovitz and saying, this is an important Jew. This is an Admor. This is an important Rabbi. And Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovitz told him back, answered him back, told him, I'm a Forester Eid. Poster Eid. Poster Eid. And I hear him telling me, a Poster Eid. Poster Eid. Purster Eid.
No, it's Poster. It's more simple than
the meaning. The meaning, Poster, means a simple person. But it sounds like a fool. Poor Eid, poor Esther, like a poor person. And probably those two words are connected. Immediately on that spot, exactly the words that I was saying in my tefillah. And it's to teach every one of you, because I learned it from Rabbi Aaron. I just had the courage to do that. Just Hashem gave me the merit to think about it and to do that. And everyone that's going to do it, his prayer going to be answered also. Everyone that's going to believe in what the Chachamim are telling us, going to be answered. The one that counts on Hashem Yitzvarach, only kindness going to surround him. You're going to see miracles. It all depends in your faith. It all depends in your own confidence. It all depends in how much you believe in Chachamim that are teaching us to believe in ourselves. There is nothing else. Open the book of Tehillim again and again. We're going to talk about it. You're going to see a Jew, David HaMelech, that he believes in himself and he's not looking to the sides. He's not looking to the right. He's not looking to the left. He's got one thing in his mind, to serve Hashem, Yitbarach, and he doesn't care about nothing else. And he's succeeding. And if you're going to do what the David HaMelech done, you're going to become to be David HaMelech. And if you're going to do what the Nachshon ben Aminadab was doing, you're going to become to be Nachshon ben Aminadab. Maybe even more than him. Maybe even more. You can never know who you are. You can never know who were your forefathers. You can never know which Siyata Dishmaya you're going to have. You don't know who you are. You need to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you. And you need to do whatever you can to serve Hashem in Mesirut Nefesh. And not to be afraid. And to know that you're not going to be poor because of giving charity. And you're not going to be tired because of learning Torah. And you're not going to be hungry by giving food to poor people. And you're not going to lose by respecting your wife and children. Who is an honorable person? It's the one that respects others. Not the one that is chasing after the honor. that the honor is running away from him. We need to sacrifice our nonsense. Everyone, please wake up. Wake up. Wake up. We have to wake up to run like lions after Hashem Yitbarach in Mesirut Nefesh. You don't know how much you can achieve. Rabbeinu said you need to be aware to the treasures that you have. You have treasures. You don't know. If you're going to take $1,000 and going to give it, immediately you're going to see more. If you're going to invite people for Shabbos, immediately you're going to have Shefa. If you're going to open tables to people, immediately you're going to have children. If you're going to say thank you to Hashem Yitbarach, me and Yaakov, we were talking about it, about the Rav Shalom said to do half an hour thanks. In that day, in Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes, I was doing half an hour praises to Hashem Yitbarach. It was hard for me. I said to Hashem, it's hard. I'm doing it without a heart. It's hard. But I'm doing it. And immediately I saw salvations. You have a bigger salvation than to know that your prayer has been accepted? Is there a bigger salvation than that? What do you need? Except of that. To see that Hashem is with you. How much power it gives you. How much faith, confidence it gives you. You can cross the ocean. You can go into the desert with no food, with no water. You can count on Hashem. Hashem is with me. Hashem ro'i lo echsar. Hashem is my shepherd. I won't have no lackings. No lackings. Even if I'm going to walk in the valley of death, I won't see no bad. Because Hashem is with me. Hashem is with you. You're afraid. Need to be afraid of Hashem. If you're afraid of something else, means you're not afraid from Hashem 100%. You have lacking in your Yirat Shamayim. This is why you're afraid from people. Afraid about money, afraid about diseases and nonsense, imaginations. Enot milvado. There is nothing except of Hashem. Nothing exists except of Hashem. Only Hashem is here. And Hashem, He loves you. And Hashem wants to give Am Yisrael. Just Am Yisrael are so narrow-minded because of the exile that they cannot pray. They don't realize that today all of the gates are open. We have a green light. We can conquer the world in a day, in one day. In one day. In one day. Hayomim bekolot ishmau. If we're just going to believe in it. Today, now. You don't know what Hashem can do. A huge wind can come and take us somewhere to the place that Hashem wants us to be in. More than half of Am Yisrael are English speakers. More than half. More than half of Am Yisrael are drowning. Like Rav Shalom said in Wednesday, we're crying on the three brothers. We're crying on them. But what with all of the millions that are in the depths now, drowning, already been drowned? Who going to save those millions? Millions of souls are drowning now. Making tattoos, going to wild parties, smoking drugs, drinking alcohol, putting the money on bets. Ruin their own houses. Destroying their own souls. Pushing themselves to shmad. Being crushed by the Yetzer Hara. Being crushed. Our brothers being crushed now. In those moments, people are dying. Now, now. Now people are screaming for help and there's no one there to give them a hand. Who going to be Nachshon Ben Aminadab? Who going to open the sea? The one that's going to jump into the water. You waited someone going to push you? You need to jump. You need to be a believer. You need to count on Hashem. You have talents. You have abilities. What are you going to answer to Hashem? What have you done with all of the millions, spiritual millions that He gave you, your talents? What are you going to answer? I was afraid to use the diamonds that You gave me. I was afraid to use the millions that You gave me. I was afraid to talk to people. There are no people. There is nothing. Just make another step. You're going to see Hashem is there. Make another step. You saw Walt Disney. You saw they're running, flying in the air. You saw all of those movies to teach us. You can run in the air. If you're not looking down, you can run. This is it. Don't be afraid. You can reach the other mountain. You need to believe in yourself that Hashem is with you. You think Hashem was with David HaMelech? So how your family been saved from Auschwitz if Hashem left us before of the Holocaust? How your family came to Eretz Israel from Bergen-Belsen? Tell me! How? How you are here now today in Eretz Israel thinking about building a house, buying a house, getting married, having children? If not that Hashem Yitbarach is awake and haven't left you for a moment. Save you, saved your life from thousands of tests that you tested Hashem, tried to kill yourself in crazy ways. Every time that you drove too fast, that you drank too much, every time that you were fighting, that you were arguing, every time. And Hashem saved your life thousands of times. And supervised on you and brought you here to this place. That you are here now in Eretz Israel. And even if you're not in Eretz Israel, your family, your friends, it doesn't matter. Hashem is with them. If someone's going to ask you where's your God, you should tell him in the biggest city of Rome. Hashem is there. Hashem is everywhere. Kevodo male olam. Need to have that strong faith and to be like lions, not to make one step back, not to surrender. This is it. What are you afraid? That what's going to happen? What can happen to you? What can happen? What can happen? What's the worst thing that can be? What can happen to you? What can happen? Nothing can happen to you. You're with Hashem. What's going to be? You're going to surrender? You're not going to learn in that day? You're not going to do what? Rav Berland was running from the house to do 1 hour at Bodedut. He was helping his wife 20 hours. One moment before of Shkia, you cannot find him anymore. This is it. He escaped, ran, jumped from the window, went to do 1 hour at Bodedut. Do whatever you can do in the last moment, do 1 hour at Bodedut, and this is it. Throw it all on Hashem. All on Hashem. Hashem, you didn't let me learn today. Hashem, you stopped me from putting tefillin. I want it. You stopped me from going to the mikveh. I want it. I still want. And one day I'm going to put tefillin. And one day I'm going to go to the mikveh. And tomorrow, Bezat Hashem. And even today you can save me. Why are you so afraid? So scared? What's going to be? What's going to be? I'm not going to put my Rabbeinu Tam. And he's burning, lighting the house because of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is forgiving. Don't burn your wife and children because of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam loves you. Today?
Tonight.
Tonight is the Ilula of Rabbeinu Tam. Someone remember that we mentioned Rabbeinu Tam before? So please, Rabbi Yisrael, believe in Hashem Yitbarach. Believe that Hashem Yitbarach is with us. Believe that Hashem Yitbarach is with us every moment of our lives. And we need to count on Hashem. And we need to believe in Hashem. And we need to pray and to demand and to ask and to force Hashem Yitbarach to listen to us and to scream. To go to the fields and to scream in the fields on the salvations of Am Yisrael. On people that have been kidnapped from their generations. That they don't even realize that they're Jews. They are now so deep in the depths of exile that they don't remember that they are Jews. Because they've been kidnapped. And been tortured. And beaten daily. And suffering. And they don't want to live. And they hate life. And they have all kinds of questions and doubts. And they're suffering. Trying to drown their sorrow in alcohol and in drugs and in women. In I don't know what, filthy things. Bets and throwing everything that they have. We have to have mercy on them. To go to save them. Not to be afraid of no one. No one can touch you. You are in the hands of Hashem. No one can touch you. Believe it. Believe it. Why you have the story of Avraham Avinu went into the fire? Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, and Daniel. Why? Why to bring another story and another story? And then that story that we heard about, that righteous man that saw the verse, כי תלך במים איתך אני ובנערות ולא ישטפוך, כי תלך במואש לא תיחווה ולהבה לא תבער בך. You can go in the water and you're not going to drown. You can go into the fire and you're not going to be burned. He saw that dream at night. There was a decree to kill the Jews in that village. Or if someone going to go into the fire and they look for someone that's going to have the... Who going to be enough righteous? There was one old person that saw that dream in the night. He came to the Chachamim. He told him, I don't know what to say. Just yesterday night, Hashem showed me in the dream that verse. That if you can go, you can go into the fire. So they said, if you saw the dream, so probably you have the ability. And he went. And he went into the fire and nothing happened to him. And you think that you cannot go into the fire. Why? Because you're not a believer. Because you don't believe that Elokei Avraham Be'ezro, that the God of Abraham is helping you also. But if you're going to believe that the God of Abraham is your God, so like that He helped Abraham, He's going to help you too. By the merit of Abraham, no problems. You don't need to be better than Abraham. You just need to understand that Abraham is your father. You're the son of Abraham, of Yitzchak, and Yaakov. It means that you can achieve what that Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov achieved. And to inherit what had been promised to Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That the Creator will never going to leave you. That He's going to be there for you. That He's going to be there with you. That He is here with us now. In the present. Means we can make miracles now. You can make decrees. You can bring salvations and powers to Am Israel. That they're going to succeed. That they also going to believe in themselves. Tell me on all of the miracles that Elisha made. The Gemara is saying the miracles that Elisha made was only in prayers. And he achieved twice as many than his rabbi. Who's his rabbi? Eliyahu Navi. Twice as than Eliyahu Navi. You can become twice as than Eliyahu Navi. Who was Elisha? Elisha was a farmer. Eliyahu Navi came and took him from the wagon. He was plowing in the field. He was a simple Jew. He becomes to be twice as many because he was walking with Eliyahu in fire and in water. And he wasn't afraid. And when Eliyahu Navi told him, stop, don't walk with me anymore, this is it, he told him, I'm going with you. And he told him, no, don't come. And he told him, I will. And when Rabbi Natan said to all the rest of the students, even if Rabbeinu is going to beat me with a pillar of wood, a beam of wood, and going to try to kick me away from him, I will not going to go from him. I'm going to stay with him. This is how a person that really believes in what that he's thinking about, what that he's talking about, this is how he acts. Like David HaMelech. Thousands of enemies. Kol goyim sevavuni b'shem Adonai ki amilam. All of the nations. All of the nations going to surround you. You're going to circumcise them. You're going to purify them. They're going to surrender to you. Who are you? You're a believer. You're serving Hashem. Not me. I am stronger. You're nothing. Because that you know that you're zero. And you know that Hashem is here. And you're counting on Hashem. And you're not afraid of no one. No one exists. Hashem can take the souls. Hashem controls everything. If you want to pray on something, pray on the merit. Pray that Hashem is going to declare on you that you're the one to achieve it. Don't pray on the money. Don't pray on the success. Don't pray on the house. Pray on the spiritual side of it. You're going to be answered. Every one of us. Everyone. And Eliyahu HaNavi is saying, I'm bringing the sky, and heaven and earth to testify. If it's going to be a man or a woman, a slave or a ben chorin, a free person, a Jew or a non-Jew. He can be a non-Jew. According to his actions, the Divine Spirit is going to hover on him. He's going to have Ruach HaKodesh. You can have Ruach HaKodesh. You can have Ruach HaKodesh. Divine Spirit. All depends in your actions. Actions means where your heart is. Because if you're in Beit Midrash and learning Torah and you don't want to be there, it doesn't count nothing. And if you want to be in the Beit Midrash and you cannot, it counts the world. It counts like heaven. It counts like you cannot understand how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu appreciates your will. That you want to save the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Think that you have a son. And there is a person that is sitting and spending 1 hour with your son. To push your son to believe in Hashem. To support your son to serve Hashem. How much you going to appreciate that person? That sat with my son for 1 hour? That he was dedicating 1 hour for my son? That my son going to be a Resh HaMayim? That my son going to pray with the heart, with intention? That my son going to love the Torah? He gave 1 hour to my child? How much you going to appreciate that person? How much HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to appreciate you? If you're going to give your hour to his children? If you're going to pray on his children? On his girls? On his boys that are lost. That are lost. They're lost and no one is looking for them. No one is looking for that lost. It's a disgrace. The rabbis are running after money. Running after honor. We were in Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes, came a rabbi with a religious person, Chiloni, with a kippah, I don't know what. And that rabbi, that poor person, you see that the rabbi is controlling his life. That poor person is looking for what are we doing? He brought him to Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes to bring salvation. And you can see this rabbi is looking for it, you don't know what to do. And he's telling him, in the chapter Kuf Yud Tet 119 in Tehillim, there is the letters. Say the letters of the word Meir. He said that name is very strong for salvations. And that poor Jew is sitting and reading the letters of Meir from the Kuf Yud Tet, and the rabbi is playing in the phone for 10 minutes. I wanted to punch him. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to do with myself. He's playing with his phone. While that guy is reading his salvation, Meir, Kuf Yud Tet, in Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes. This is why you took him here? Or that you're charging for the ride? It's a disgrace. We're deep in a disgrace. It's a shame. And if we will not going to wake up, no one going to wake up. And I'm talking to each and every one of you. You have abilities that you can never imagine. Who are you? You don't know who you are. You don't know who you are. You don't know what you can achieve. How your prayer has been answered. You don't know if you're going to pray on something. Which miracles you can achieve. If you're going to believe in your power of prayer. You're going to believe that Hashem loves you. The fact that you have so many lackings doesn't ruin nothing. Just makes you humble. I'd rather to have my lackings for the rest of my life and to know that I'm zero than to think, to imagine for one day that I'm righteous. And to think that I'm clean. I'd rather to know for sure that I'm a sinner, that I'm far from Hashem. And to be humble for the rest of my life than to be righteous and to forget my humility. And to think that I achieved something in Avodat Hashem. Rather to stay the lowest one. To sin chas v'shalom every day. and not to forget that I am nothing and that Hashem is one.
Thank you. Wow.